Let's move on now to the world of sports, baseball, and the postseason, where the Kansas City Royals appear to be on the verge of winning the American League pennant. They lead the mighty Baltimore Orioles 3-0 in the best-of-seven series.
And Game 4 of that series kicks off in just a few minutes at 4 o'clock in Kansas City. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants lead the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. And with us in the studio to talk about this and other sports stories is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Sasha.
So, Bill, we always talk about how you like to root for the best story. So what about Kansas City?
This one's easy.
Yeah. So they have one of the smaller payrolls in baseball, small market team, haven't won at all since the mid-80s, but here they are almost at the World Series. What do you think? What do you like about this story?
I like everything about this story. It tells us that baseball can still surprise us, no matter how long we've been paying attention to it. As you pointed out, that a small market team, all they have to do is run very fast and hit a lot of bleeders, you know, a lot of singles that go about 90 feet. It's just been great fun to watch, partly because it's been a surprise and partly because the enthusiasm among the players and among the fans of Kansas City has been terrific.
Yeah, just to put this in perspective, so the highest payroll, Los Angeles Dodgers, $235 million. Red Sox are about $162. Kansas City is in the sort of lower third at
about $11.80.
$92 million, yeah, for their total payroll anyway. So it sort of puts it in perspective.
Bill, I want to test your they can surprise us theory because, as we said, the Royals are up 3 games against the Orioles. That's a big lead. But as we know here in Boston, leads like that are not insurmountable. So do you believe the Orioles can come back and give us a sense of what you're hoping for in the ACLS?
The Orioles can come back, of course. The only problem is they don't have Kevin Millar. Kevin Millar was the guy who told his teammates on the Boston Red Sox when they were down 3-0, hey, fellas, we've won 4 games in a row lots of times. There's nothing to this. And then they did it. So if Kevin Millar were still employed and were working in Baltimore, they'd have a better shot.
So a cheerleader is key somehow, an in-house cheerleader.
Well, not only a cheerleader, somebody to remind everybody of what they have accomplished. My goodness, they're playing for the championship of the American League. You know, this is no small accomplishment. However, I'm rooting for Kansas City. I have nothing against Baltimore at all, but I want to see this remarkably unlikely run continue. I want to see it continue right through the World Series. I don't care who they play in the World Series.
Bill, I have to ask you about the Head of the Charles happening this weekend, one of the best-known rowing events in the world, of course, celebrating its 50th anniversary this weekend. It's supposed to get about 11,000 athletes alone. That's not even counting the crowds. I love Head of the Charles. It's often on this beautiful fall weekend.
Cut your fingers crossed for that one, because it's a rotten event when it rains.
I know, exactly. Do you like the Head of the Charles? I wonder what you think about it.
It's not possible to not like the Head of the Charles. It's 400,000 spectators, something like that they are assuming, spread over 3 miles. It's the longest continuous party in Boston, except for the marathon.
That's a great
which
way
is
to
spread
put it.
Over 26 miles. So it'll be great. It'll be great fun. And as you mentioned, if it's a beautiful day, it will be a spectacular event. One of the things that I like most about the Head of the Charles is that when you go and watch, it is utterly impossible to tell who's winning. There's so many boats out there at the same time racing against each other in different categories, and you just watch and, you know,
marvel at the
enjoy
biceps
and have a cup of coffee.
Bill, we recently spoke to Fred Schock. He's the executive director of the Head of the Charles, and he told us that the course itself is very challenging for crews. It goes upstream. Coxswains have to navigate under 7 bridges. Mm-hmm. The river has big twists and turns. And he told us a story about a Chinese rowing team not long ago that met a bad end under the Elliott Bridge. Here's what he said.
It got a puncture in the bow, slowly filling with water. They borrowed a coxswain from MIT who spoke Mandarin, which only MIT could produce. And when she said to the oarsman, in the moment of peril, do you know how to swim? They thought she said, it's time to swim, and they all jumped overboard. So 9 bodies swimming under the Elliott Bridge with all these oncoming aids.
Okay, so the good news about that is no one was hurt. That's why I was laughing. But still, interesting story because it highlights the perils of the course, but also the international appeal of the course.
Yeah, and it's fantastic in that regard as well as in many other regards. So it'll be great fun.
And Bill, in the little time we have left with you, this Saturday on your show, you're going to be talking to author and activist Shannon Galpin. women. She wrote the new book Mountain to Mountain, A Journey of Adventure and Activism for the Women of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. She also runs the nonprofit Mountain to Mountain, which she founded to empower women and girls in conflict regions. Can you give us a little preview of this conversation?
Yeah, this is a woman who has been to Afghanistan numbers of times, and on some of her visits has ridden mountain bikes in places where nobody had ever seen a woman on a bike before. And this is just one small way in which she's educating people in that country about the potential that women have. It may seem like a small thing, but many small things add up to something rather grand, and she makes a terrific case for that.
And that's this Saturday show.
Absolutely.
And that's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.